Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them in lengthened parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on a path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, for it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
That was the mercilessly short version of today's gospel. The other one's much longer, but I thought I'd spare you all the explanation since I'm going to give a homily anyway. There's a story about two young men, two brothers, and they're discussing how smart their parents are. And the older son says, "Dad is a very wise man." And the second son says, "No, I don't think he's so smart. I think we're as smart as he is." So the next day, the younger son goes out into the woods behind the house, and he catches a small bird, and he cups the bird in his hands. And he runs and he finds his brother, and he says, "Come, let's find Dad." So he goes into his father, and he said, "Dad, I have a bird in my hand. Is the bird dead or alive?" And the father said, oh no, then the son thought, "If he says it's alive, I'll crush it in my hands and show them it's dead. If he says it's dead, I'll open my hands and the bird will go free." And so the father turns to the son and says, "Well, son, the answer to that is in your hands." Rather wise father. Today's gospel passage is one that I'm sure that we're all familiar with, the parable of the sower and the seed, and we've heard it many times because it's in each of the synoptic gospels, so we hear it every year during sometime during the church year. And today's from Matthew is a longer version where Jesus actually goes on to explain to the apostles in private the meaning of the parable. But you know the meaning of the parable. You know that the sower is God. The seed is the word of God, Jesus Christ, that is given to us. We are the soil. There's two things that I just want to bring out today about this parable that I think are important. First is notice that God does not discriminate to whom he sends his word. The sower spreads the seed, just throws the seed and lands wherever it goes. He doesn't have neatly cut rows. He's not planting it and being sparse in the seeds, counting out the number of seeds in each little plot. He's just throwing the seeds to see where it lands. That's how gracious our God is. God is gracious in that he allows his word to go throughout the whole earth indiscriminately to anyone who might want to hear it. God doesn't judge who's worthy or unworthy to receive his word. Everyone's worthy to receive his word. How we receive the word, though, is very different. But it's not God. That's us. Then I want to talk about, secondly, just the kinds of soil that he talks about in in the parable. When Jesus is talking about the parable, he begins by saying that seed falls on a path and birds come and eat it up. I want you to think of the birds as the devil. And yes, the devil is very real. Don't even think that there's no such thing as the devil. The devil is very, very real. And the devil tries to eat up God's word. The devil does not want us to hear God's word. The devil does not want us to be anywhere near God's word in fear that we would accept it and follow God's way. Now, if you think that I'm a little overboard in this, just look at the scriptures. It's exactly what the serpent did in the garden to Adam and Eve. He planted, if you will, a seed of doubt in Eve's mind. What did he say to Eve? If you really want to be like God, then you can eat of that tree. He was sowing a seed of doubt in her to make her believe that she wasn't already made in the image and likeness of God. And she and Adam fell for it. And so that's how devious the devil is in trying to turn the word of God around in us. Other lies are a bit more subtle in our age. The devil would like you to believe you don't need the sacraments. You can go to God alone in prayer. You can go to God. You don't need a mass. You don't need confession. You don't need the Eucharist. Just go to God. You can pray by yourself. God hears you. God will answer you. That's not the word of God teaches us. That's subtle innuendos that are planted in our minds by the devil. Or, well, it's only a little white lie. Or it's just a small sin. No one's going to get hurt but me. That's not following the word. Those are the thoughts that the devil implants in you so that you'll not hear God's word. He wants his word to take root in you, not Jesus' word, not God's word. So we have to be very careful that we don't allow the birds to come and eat the seed. We have to keep the devil far from us. And we got to really work at that sometimes, because he can be very powerful. And sometimes our desires get the best of us. Which leads me to the second part, where Jesus says that the seed falls on rocky ground, where it couldn't take root. You know where that happens? That happens in our lives when we become complacent with our spiritual life, when we don't spend time in prayer, when we become spiritually lazy. That's like the seed on rocky ground. It was able to take root, but it wasn't deep enough. We have to remain strong, and that's what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading today. He's talking about the allurement of the flesh, and that we have to put the flesh aside in order to take on the immortal. That we want eternal life to be ours, not just this life, but eternal life. And St. Paul is talking about that over and over again to the Romans, that we have to put aside our former ways of life in order to gain life in Jesus Christ. In the fourth chapter of Romans, he said, we heard it just a couple of weeks ago, are you unaware that you who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, so that just as you were buried with Christ, you might rise with him to new life? The gospel calls us to die to self. We can't always do it the way we want to do it. We have to do it God's way. Then there's the third, the seed that falls amongst thorns. That should be very obvious to you. The thorns grow up with the seed. We grow up not in isolation. We don't grow up in little bubbles. We grow up in the midst of a culture. And the culture is the thorns. The culture in which we live want to choke off the word of God. They don't want us to hear the word of God. And those thorns come at us all the time so that we would rather not follow the way of the Lord, but rather give in and acquiesce our way of faith. That we put our religion only on Sunday or Saturday when we come to church. The rest of the week, no one would know that we're Catholic. We have to be very careful that the culture does not swallow us up alive like the thorns choke off the seed of God. And so really, the message of today's gospel is very simple. Go back to my story. Go back to the story at the beginning. The answer to what kind of soil you be, the answer's in your hands.